Hello, everyone. Welcome to 10K Dollar Day. Today, we're talking about fluorescent lights, flasks, and toilets.
What is this, a rave?
Well, the 90s are back.
Can you say that again, but not like you knew the punchline was coming? Not to give you direction.
Well, the 90s are back. How's that? Well.
No, you.
Well. Well, the 90s, guess they're back.
What if it's just a, Well, the 90s are back.
Okay, here we go. Well, the 90s are back.
No, I wasn't actually giving you a line reading. I was just playing. I thought the second one you did was fine. Should I also give you, what is this, a rave?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
What is this, a rave?
Yeah.
What is this, a rave? What is this? A rave?
Yeah.
What is this? A rave. Now, I have no idea what you're going to cut together.
It's going to be great. Hello, welcome to episode 230 of 10K Dollar Day, the comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And we're about to spend 10,000 imaginary dollars in two very real places. And we chose those places because we got a jumping off word. But first, we're going to talk about our obsessions and our wish lists for this week. I'm super excited about mine. I have links for them so you guys can check them out for yourself.
Okay.
So let's get started. Lulu, what's your current obsession this week?
Besides your extremely concise summary of our podcast.
Yeah, besides that.
My obsession is a very specific salad kit. You know those salad kits you can get in the bag?
I do, yes.
Okay. I'm a big fan of a salad kit.
Okay.
And I love the Taylor Farms dill pickle salad.
What?
It does not have dill pickles in it, but it does
have it. It tastes like it?
It has a dill pickle ranch.
Oh, okay. I'm in. I love it.
You would love it. It's really good. And there are these little croutons that have dill in the croutons, I think. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Oh, yeah. I love a dill pickle like dip. Oh, it's just
a
good.
Dill, I love dill pickles. Dip. What?
Yeah.
What
are you, they make what? The, it's almost like a creamy, they make dill pickle dip, and it's a creamy based, think almost like a ranch dip meets a French onion dip, but with a pickle infused feeling. It's
and
delicious.
Then, is that a vegetable dip or is it a chip dip?
Both, whatever. Whatever suits your fancy.
Okay. Why am I trying to limit you? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's so good. Okay, this next thing is good that I'm obsessed with. You guys, so excited about it. So I just bought the – and by just bought, I know I have used it a lot. It is an obsession that I stand behind.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You guys have heard me talk about before that I'm obsessed with, like, making kids' movies, okay? Like, I love making children's movies. I love, like, making parody songs and recording them. Okay, so I've been using my iPhone because I like to do everything by myself. I want to be able to edit it and shoot it and do it all myself. I don't want any help from my husband, okay? So – I was having issues with sound, so I was using his boom mic. I was having to borrow his boom mic and then, you know, do the clap thing where you line it up. And I was using my own Zoom recorder, H6, but I was using his boom, yada, yada. Well, I always had to be like, where's your boom? Where's the boom mic? Blah, 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 I need the boom, right? And I hate, again, asking for help. I found this product. It was $29, the best $29 I've ever spent. It's called the Saramonic Lav Micro U1A. It's an ultra compact clip-on lavalier microphone that directly to your Apple iPhone.
Oh.
So it has this extra long cord. that goes on the person, a little lav mic that you can clip on their shirt. As long as it's out of frame, you could put it on your skin, I guess, underneath the shirt, but I like the sound quality better if it's, so if I'm doing close-ups, this is for like close-up shots. So I'll put it on their shirt. The extra long cord goes from the mic into my iPhone. There's no need to clap. It's all on the same file. I don't have to sync anything. So it and it's just, got a great sound.
It subs in the external mic onto the normal video you're taking?
Yes.
Oh.
$29.
Allison, I've had an audio issue for 2 months. How did you not tell me about this?
Well, but, oh, because you mean through your phone?
Yeah, because we're literally making our listeners now listen to my half of the conversation on Zoom, and your obsession is a $29 microphone.
I wasn't even thinking about it for podcasting. I was thinking about it for movie making, but you're right. You could get one and plug it into your phone, and then it wouldn't be the Zoom audio. It would be a better quality.
Okay, everyone, thank you for bearing with us for these months while, again, our pocketbooks have not caught up.
Just check the blog and the link will be there and you can buy one too.
Great. Well, then I have to wait like 7 weeks. So I'll get that, everyone. Don't worry. Word on the street is there's a good mic. Oh my gosh.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, hilarious.
We'll figure it out. We spend like 20 minutes a day talking about workarounds for my audio.
Literally, and I was saving this story. I was like, ooh, I can't wait to tell her about my new mic for my kids. Oh, God, that's funny.
Okay. So dumb.
All right. What's your wish list?
My wish list is, you know, I have to use a lot of masks at work, right? And
yes,
we are required to use KN95 or KN94 masks. In fact, we have to use the ones they supply.
Okay.
At work.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about these disposable masks.
You mean just the like paper kind that you get in bulk?
No, the ones that I mean, any disposable mask.
Oh, so I guess, yes. Cause the K95 are the disposable ones too.
Yeah.
Right?
And so like I had like started to use all cloth masks so that I wasn't throwing stuff away, but now I'm having to use these disposables. Yeah. And I just wish I didn't have to throw them away. I wish that there was an easy way for me to feel like it wasn't just making a mountain of masks.
Can you recycle them or no?
Not that I've seen. The thing that I've seen is to snip the little loops so that they don't attach onto wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's the only thing I know to do well. And I know that there are some masks that are recyclable, but they are very expensive.
Really?
And if you use them every day, it's just not in my budget yet.
Right.
Let's put it this way. It's not in my budget to supply my own masks. I have to use the ones they're giving me at work. So yeah. I just want to help the planet.
Yeah. I don't blame you. That's tough though.
I know.
Yeah. Well, my wish list doesn't really help the planet either.
Okay.
But it doesn't not help the planet. Here's the thing. On the planet, we have bugs, right? We have bugs.
Yes.
Lots of bugs. And especially in Florida this time of year, we have lots of mosquitoes that bite, okay? Nothing against the mosquito population, but it's annoying and they itch. I want this thing I just found. It's called the Bauer Insect Healer. It's a bug bite tool that dissolves insect venom.
What?
That's left under the skin by using a quick warming ceramic hot plate that provides instant bite relief from mosquitoes, wasps, and bees.
You know what's funny?
What?
I feel like my mother bought me a device like this like 15 years ago off TV at 2 a.m.
Listen, it looks amazing and it's only $40. I'm going to buy it with my next paycheck.
I feel it worked. And I remember feeling the heat against my skin. Yep.
Yeah. It almost looks like, you know, those really fancy thermometers that you roll across your forehead and it takes your temperature. It looks like that kind of device, except it's a longer tip and you hold that tip onto wherever the bug bite is, and that ceramic plate like literally dissolves. It says insect venom, saliva, and other irritants left under the skin.
Do you like, go to a doctor I'm in sold. The future? Because I've never heard of that temperature thing that rolls across your forehead.
Oh, really?
Never.
Oh,
I don't,
yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So a lot of pediatricians use it because you can't get babies to like hold a thermometer under their tongue, right? You put some in a baby's mouth, they're like, blah, 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 blah. Sure. They don't hold their mouth shut. So they used to do the rectal temperatures, which is also awful. Like, come right. on. So now they've invented this temperature device that you roll from one temple to the other temple, and it takes your internal temperature.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. We have one. It was expensive, but it worked because we got it when Hannah was like younger.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So there I like
you
that.
Go. There you go. All right. You know what time it is? It's time for 10
days. It's a 10K. Dollar day.
Imaginary travel and a laugh or two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bay.
All right, so here is our special magic jumping off word of the day.
Hi, my name is Jen, and I'm a marketing guru for Fireball Whiskey. I'm also a dance mama for West Florida Dance Company, and definitely a super fan of 10K. The word that I want to do is a word that reminds me of how Lulu and Allison make me feel. It's like listening to my best friends. They're hilarious, and I love all of their tips and tricks. So the word that I'm going to use is colorful.
Ooh, colorful. Ooh. Okay, so this word comes from one of our podcast bays. She also happens to be the mother of one of my students. This is from Jen. Now, I do have to say a quick shout out to Jen because not only is she an avid listener, and I love you for that, she will text me and even text us on Instagram quite frequently with little things here and there about the podcast or even her current obsession, or one week she wanted to know the best type of luggage. We'd love your interactions with us. But I have to say a special shout out. She doesn't even know this, but I had to postpone her child's voice lesson so that I could record this podcast today. So Jen, when I texted you and I said, hey, so can I move Jordan's lesson? And you were so cool about it. I didn't even tell you why. You were like, yeah, that's totally fine. Thank you. The podcast made the airwaves today, Jen, not only because of your magic word, but because of your magic heart and allowing me to postpone your kid's lesson. Cool. I'll get you back. All right. So.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jen. I don't even think I've met you, but now I owe you. So hit me up for that voucher, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever it is.
A virtual voucher. All right, so colorful. Lulu, who should do their day first?
Again, stop giving me these test questions. They stress me out. No.
That's wrong. No, I'm kidding. Keep going. Who should do it?
The jokes are real, but so is the panic. Okay, so...
Oh God.
You're me for colorful. I'm gonna say I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. Let's do it. So I'm going to Guatapé, Colombia. What? Is that where you're going?
No, not even close.
Okay, because you gasped like it was your town.
I think I gasped because it's so not my town. I was like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I also don't know if they say Guatapé, or Guatape, but there's an accent over the E, and I just feel it's Guatape, and that's how we're going to call it.
I love it.
It just feels very colorful, yeah. And it is a colorful town. I picked Guatape because, I'm pretty sure it's Guatape, because almost every single home and building in this town is painted in a super colorful manner.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a tradition that has been going on forever. It is a tourist attraction for sure. They call them rainbow streets. They say they look like a storybook. Oh. And the really cool thing is they're not just colorful, but they're cute.
Oh, I love
it. So bakeries will, they'll paint little cookies on their doors. And, you know, like people just put these cute little frescoes all over and they are bright.
That's amazing.
Bright.
Has it been like that, for years? Is this something that is like a tradition?
It's a tradition and it's years. So everything just says it's unclear when and why it started.
That's awesome.
Which means it couldn't have been like in the 40s on.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
No.
That's
right.
Awesome.
So like it had to be a while. The streets are really steep and windy.
Yeah.
Super bright color buildings. You can kind of see it in your head, right?
Yeah.
And these graphics are like sunflowers, doves, sheep. The clothing store has sewing machines painted outside of it. So it seems like a really cool place to walk around.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, I looked up a luxury hotel and there are none in this area.
Okay.
So for the first time in $10,000 day history.
Okay.
We are buying a tiny house.
Oh my goodness. What? Yes. Why haven't we done that before?
I don't know, but I found a very, very inexpensive tiny house. Also, if you're ready to spend like 30 grand, 40 grand on a tiny house, they are, I mean, as beautiful as any luxury New York apartment I've ever seen.
Yeah,
just
right?
on ground.
Yeah, that's
right?
awesome.
But you can also get them pretty inexpensively if you go bare bones.
Okay.
So my bare bones 12x10 arched cabin tiny house is $2,900.
That's like for real? That's it?
Yeah, but like this is like a shed at this point.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. And nothing's in it.
Right.
It's so just like a
yeah,
room.
There's no wiring. There's
okay.
no anything. There's nothing like that. Gotcha. But I'm willing to, you know. I'm willing to rough it a little.
Yeah,
I need electricity.
Why not? Okay.
But I do need a toilet.
Yes, you do. A porta potty?
Oh no. Oh. I went luxury.
Okay.
So, you know, my cabin cost $2,900. Mm-hmm. If you look up what kind of toilet to put into a tiny house, there's two things they're going to ask you. Do you plan to move it? Ever?
Really?
Or do you plan to put it on a foundation?
Oh, okay. That's a smart question.
Right? So I decided this would be portable because it's $10,000 a day. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you can get an incinerating toilet.
It burns your poo?
It burns everything.
What?
Yes.
It goes in the house?
It goes... in the house, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's waterless.
Okay.
It is an incineration toilet.
Okay.
It has a closed air system. It says it does not affect the temperature of the room where the toilet is installed. It has an LCD display that shows notifications and status. So I'm trying to figure out where... Oh, here we go. Cinderella's incineration toilets. Incinerate number one and number two at a high temperature, leaving only a small amount of ash. Four people using the toilet for a week will produce one teacup of ash.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yes.
Wait, but why can't we have one here? Like, why can't I just have that?
Well, it uses electricity. And I just told you I didn't get electricity. Okay, pretend I have electricity.
Okay.
Pretend that I have like a really long extension cord that goes somewhere and it can plug into my toilet.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're going camping or maybe not camping, because this looks kind of big, but if you have a cabin, you can use it off propane.
Okay.
But it's probably best plugged in.
Okay.
there's a bag that transports the waste, which is just ash.
That's crazy. I would love that.
Yeah, I know, right? It seems like really cool.
It does. Oh, is there a picture?
Okay, here it is. Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I had the process incorrect. Okay, are you ready? Okay.
Yeah, I want to know all about it.
So I'm just going to read. I'm going to read their easy to use.
Okay, good.
Section.
Great.
Cinderella incineration. Oh, they're called Cinderella toilets, by the way. That's amazing. The brand is.
I love it. I know. I'm sold.
Cinderella incineration toilets are easy to use, and Cinderella toilet bags safely transport the waste to the combustion chamber.
Okay.
So you lift up the seat, lid and seat. You place this toilet bag in the bowl.
Uh-huh.
You put the seat back down. You use the toilet. You put the lid down. You press flush.
Uh-huh.
The bag is released into the combustion chamber. The toilet's ready for use again.
Okay. So before you have to use the bathroom.
So you have to line it.
The line.
It seems like you have to line
But here's my question. Can you leave the liner in? So here's what I would do, because I, you know, always want to be able to use the bathroom whenever I want, right? I don't want to have to think about, oh my God, I have to go and I haven't lined the bag, right? Or lined the toilet.
Uh-huh.
So mm-hmm. my process would be, use the bat, like the liner would be in there. I'd use the bathroom. I would do the flush. It would burn it. And then I would immediately put a fresh liner in and then leave.
Yeah.
So that way the next time I have to use the bathroom, so I wouldn't put it in right before I go. I would put it in right after I went. So it was always available. Is that possible, or does it like disintegrate if it's in there for too long?
It does not say you cannot do that.
Okay.
And it doesn't dissolve the bag. It burns the bag.
Oh yeah. So I feel like that would be a perfect way to make sure the bag is, it's almost like garbage, right? The garbage bags.
Yeah.
You don't wait till you have garbage in your hand to put your garbage bag in.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's also a urinal attachment.
A urinal attachment.
Like if you want to use it like a urinal.
Yeah.
You can make it like a urinal somehow.
Okay.
I mean, we don't, you and I don't need that, but
I mean,
there are some listeners that might be like, listen, I live alone.
Yeah.
That's how I use the bathroom. And that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I'd try it.
Why?
Just to see if I could do it.
I don't think we can do it.
I think you can. And here's why I think you can.
But you have to squat.
Well, but.
Okay, no, tell me, because I can't imagine how you could do this. Well, go ahead. I can't wait.
You don't have to. I feel like if it's low enough, you could absolutely, like the attachment is on like the bottom part or the side part of the toilet. I feel like you could do it with enough force, because if you're
wait a minute, what do you mean by force? You lost. I was on board until you used the word force.
Okay, so for instance, most people who identify as female and sit and have those parts and use the bathroom, they don't like push their urine out. They'd let it trickle. Right?
I see what you're saying.
You have to literally force it. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you've ever worn Spanx with the little hole cut out.
Yeah.
And so instead of taking your Spanx all the way off, you just pull the tab over.
I won't do it.
Okay, but here's why. You can't let it trickle. You gotta push like you're having a baby.
I refuse to use it. There's just too much that can go wrong. We know the other system works. You know what I mean?
Like, well, then you have to take your Spanx off.
No. Why play with that system on a night when you're wearing the most expensive things and you're trying to look the best? You're going to change up your pee system on that day?
Well, you got to try it. You got to like test it out beforehand.
And no, because no, I don't know.
I've got it down to a science now, and I actually like, I'm good at it.
That doesn't surprise me, because you can't stand to be bad at anything.
Well, and as much as I like love the fact that I love to be near bathrooms, I also think using the bathroom is a giant waste of time. So I want to get in and out as fast as possible. I hate being in bathrooms. Gosh. Like, ugh. Yeah. So I'm like, just quick.
That is actually a good thing, because you and I are both pretty fast in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And like, we don't have to wait for each other when we are out.
Correct.
Like, we're boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
In and out.
Love it.
Yeah, that's right. Anyhow, I'm in the middle of a 10K
dash
talking about this toilet. So Oh, this amazing toilet that now we've talked about for 30 minutes and Allison is sure she wants to have. The reason you don't have one is because it is $4,299.
And you got it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Of course I did. Like, listen, I only paid $3,000 for my house,
yeah,
but
that's
I wanted
true.
To make sure
yeah.
I had a toilet. It's a small
you
house.
You got to paint your house so it fits in with the other colorful houses.
Oh, I that's not in my 10K day. I wish I thought of that. okay, well, I'm going to breakfast and leaving my humdrum monochrome tiny house.
Okay.
And I'm going to Cafe Lavina.
That sounds nice.
I apologize to our producer, Andrea, right now because there are hardly any websites for any of these restaurants in Guatapé.
Okay.
But this place had really good Google reviews.
That's cool.
Justin H. says, this coffee shop had by far, all caps, by far the best coffee I've ever tried in my life.
Really? Okay.
Well, Colombian coffee,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, okay. I'm going to go there. I'm going to spend $20 on coffee and whatever their breakfast is. Mm-hmm. Then I am going to La Piedra Peñón or El Peñón or La Piedra or El Peñón. It all describes the same rock.
Oh, okay.
And all of those words basically mean like that rock.
Okay.
So this rock is a huge rock. And when I say huge rock, I mean like it's kind of like a skyscraper, but they're just calling it a rock and it almost looks like a mountain.
Oh, cool.
But they're calling it a rock. And it is especially interesting because the surrounding area is pretty flat.
Oh, cool.
So it's like flat, 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 rock. One random thin mountain.
Cool.
Like a thin, a short mountain. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think
and people
they're
are
called,
like, you mean like a rock?
No. I think they're called foothills.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is that what a foothill is?
Yeah, I think they're called foothills.
Okay, like a foothill, yeah. but only one hill.
Yeah, a foothill.
Yeah. Okay. So this rock is very famous. Mm-hmm. It looks like sleek. It doesn't match the landscape. And it's almost entirely smooth, but there is one long crack in it that goes up.
Okay.
And in this crack, they have put a staircase.
Wait,
that looks
really?
Like a zigzag staircase.
That's
it's a
cool.
narrow crack. Yeah, so it's like tick, 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 all the way up, right?
Ooh, and you can walk it?
I know. It's 659 stairs.
Whoa.
This says if you're reasonably fit, you'll be fine. It takes less than 10 minutes. I call shenanigans on that.
Yeah, like what's reasonably? What does that mean?
Because I think a normal staircase is like 11 or 12 stairs.
Okay, yeah. Like one, yeah.
So this is, I can't do the math, a lot of stories. And I would be very out of breath. So I do want to go up and do the thing.
Yeah.
You're up 656 feet
Ooh.
At that point.
Okay.
Up the rock, but you are 7,000 feet above sea level.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're talking a straight up staircase that hangs on the side of a giant rock.
Yeah, nosebleeds.
It only costs, yeah, I know, right? It only costs $6 to get in.
Nice.
Easy, easy. But it does say you need to bring your own toilet paper.
Oh, well, good. You probably have plenty.
Yeah, I probably do from the thing. Don't worry, I'll still buy some more. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, Allie, in one of our Daily Happies, it was not a 10K podcast.
Okay.
You brought something up that I have bought for my 10K day.
What?
So I go up this mountain, right?
Yeah.
Or this rock thing. And I'm standing at the top. It's a narrow pillar rock.
Yeah.
And I'm standing at the top and I buy the Pixie 360 drone from Snapchat.
The hands-free drone that follows you around and takes your picture.
Right, because you told me about
it.
And I was like, that'd be perfect to have on this trip.
And it's colorful.
It is colorful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was all planned from the beginning. So I'm going to stand there. I'm going to take my great 360 shot. I'll probably have to use the restroom. And so they told me to bring my own toilet paper. And I bought compressed toilet paper. Have you ever seen this?
No, compressed.
They are toilet paper tablets.
What?
Yeah, it's so, it's for people who like travel a lot. And you basically. Yeah,
tell me.
Yeah. Okay. So you take it out and it looks like, I don't know, like a really big Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that. Like your eye abused Alka-Seltzer.
No, listen, I know what that looks like. My dad used to do it all the time.
I use the Alka-Seltzer cold medication.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
I do love that. Okay. Anyhow. So Alka-Seltzer, but like big,
yeah,
right? Like, but it's a tablet. And apparently if you like spritz water on this, now where you get the water,
it's like the towels. It's like the little tiny baby towels that are super, super small.
And like a magic towel.
A magic towel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly like that, but except paper and you can flush it.
Nice.
But I still don't know where you get the water from.
From anywhere, right?
In a situation where you would need portable toilet paper,
spit.
Where do you get the water?
Spit.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, we'll cross that when we get to it. And I got a compressed toilet paper. I got a 50 pack with 5 carrying cases. That was $16 on Amazon. Nice. Not that expensive at all. And then it did say that I should bring water because you can't drink from the tap.
Well,
I guess
your
I can
water.
Use some of this water for my toilet. Yeah. And I was able to find a very, very fancy flask.
Oh,
instead
nice.
Of a water bottle, I'll just bring a flask of water. Mm, right?
Yeah.
You said, sure. And I got the Jacob Bromwell flask that is, I don't know, carbon and it's fancy.
Okay.
And it has a carbon fiber inspired patina achieved via their proprietary hyper aging process directly on the copper.
Okay.
It's $1,250.
Hey, there you go, money.
It's a flask. You know what I mean? You're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
So 7,005 feet I'm up if you don't above sea level. Which puts me at risk, kind of, for altitude sickness, which can start at 8,000.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I don't know, maybe I'll have it. Maybe I'll just like have it. Maybe I'll have altitude sickness. And I found out that high altitude is 8,000 to 12,000. Very high is 12 to 18. Extremely high is 18,000.
Okay.
Denver is at 5,000.
Oh, okay.
Where were we when we were having trouble breathing as we walked around? Was that Vail?
Vail. Oh, it was Vail. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like hard, but it was hard.
Well, it was hard enough that we went into the store and got that can of oxygen.
We never used
it. We never used it, but we had it just in case. Yeah.
Just in case we needed it. So in case I get a headache from altitude sickness, I am buying something that I found for migraines, which is like this whole device where you put electrodes on your head and it cures your migraines. And we'll have a link for that somewhere. And it's $549.
Nice. That's awesome, though.
Okay. So don't worry. Most of what I'm doing the rest of the day is apparently eating. So I go to lunch because all of that was before lunch at Guatacrep. Guatacrep.
Okay. Like crepes?
They make. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what they
make. Yeah.
And again, no website, but Pat on Google says they're very fresh, light, and delicious crepes. They're also good coffee, hot chocolate, and fresh-made juices. Zero single-use plastics in sight.
There we go.
And I was like, great, cool. We're going to do that. And then it's time to go see the houses. Remember the houses I was talking about?
Yes.
And you basically just walk around the town. That's the extent of going to see the houses, but I want to make sure that I look great in the photos.
Yes,
so I'm
please.
Going to wear one color.
Oh, one color.
All yellow.
Ooh.
Right? Because you're like in this colorful street. It's like, I think that might be fun.
I think that's
so
cute.
I found a vintage Hermes dress, all yellow, for $525.
$525.
And it's yellow.
Oh, it's awesome.
Then it's time to go to dinner. I'm going to La Fogata. Again, lots of great reviews, but unfortunately not a lot of web presence and not a lot of online menus. And the pictures of the food, I'm not familiar enough to even tell you what they were.
Gotcha.
So, but everything looks yummy and delicious and everyone seems to be really happy. And my total is $9,868.
Lulu, I am so glad that you're my podcast partner.
Yeah, you're okay too. But you know who I really love having as a team member?
Who?
Buzzsprout.
Oh, of course. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, see?
Well, you're right. They really are a team, and they make me feel so supported. I know that if we ever have a question, all we have to do is reach out, and they're going to get right back to us.
That's right, because Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed.
That's the buzz, Sprout.
Okay, what you got?
All right, I am going to the very colorful South Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, tell me about it.
Okay, so I'll tell you in a little bit why I found South Hackensack. Okay, full disclosure, I'm not technically staying there. My house is a little bit a ways in Paterson, New Jersey, because I could not find anything expensive in South Hackensack. Now, I'm sure rent is really expensive, but to go and like visit or stay in a hotel or even an Airbnb, not expensive. So I had to drive a little bit.
When you say rent, do you mean it's like $525 every month?
No, I feel like it's way more. I feel like a rental is probably like $2,029. Anyways, but in order to do this, I'm still like most of my day happens in South Hackensack, but I got a driver from KismetLimousine.com. They start at $65 per hour. I'm going to have them all day for 14 hours to drive me back and forth from this house to South Hackensack. So that's going to cost me with tip $1,092 for my private driver for 14 hours for the day. So we're starting there. So the place I found to stay was an Airbnb. It's a 5-bedroom villa with an outdoor heated pool in Jersey.
Okay. Oh.
It's gated. It's beautiful. 6,000 square feet. It sits on 2 acres of land. It is the biggest property in Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay. What?
I know, right? It says the host does not live on property, so you have access to the entire villa. Here's the thing. It's not terrible. Two nights is $2,596, which, yes, is a lot. But in the grand scheme of, like, all the days we've done and, like, how much I feel like it could be for being the largest property in that area, not too bad. Okay. I also decided to hire a private chef because I have this great villa. He's going to cook me breakfast and dinner at the house, and then I'll be traveling during the day going to South Hackensack for my adventures, so he'll be there. I found this amazing private chef. His name is Chef Kwame Williams. His tagline is fresh, creative, Jamaican, and I was like, sign me up, okay? So I love his About Us section. He tells all about his story, how he found his passion for cooking, how he loves like the Caribbean themes. Like, it's so cool. So his website's awesome. He looks awesome. His reviews are to die for. People love him. Now, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. I've done it a couple times when I was feeling fancy, but I did not want to get the personal chef upset and ask him for a quote when I wasn't planning on ever actually doing this. So I just Googled how much does a private chef cost in New Jersey, and Google did answer me and said the price of a private chef service depends on the number of people, but on average, you can pay about $171 per person. So I decided I was going to do breakfast and dinner, but I'm going to double it because I know it would probably suck to just cook for one person a price. You know what I mean? You at least have to do two. So I could like have him do two meals and I'll keep one, or he can even eat with me. So I'm going to pay for two breakfasts and two dinners.
So romantic all of a sudden.
I know, right? And that's going to cost me with tip, because I'm going to tip him, $1,300.80 for my breakfast and my dinner by this private chef.
Okay. Good for chef.
Yeah. All right. So here's what's happening. Here's where all the color starts to come in. So I take my little limousine and we're going to go see the fluorescent rocks of Sterling Hill Mine. okay?
Fluorescent rocks?
Yeah, these are hundreds of glow-in-the-dark objects that light up in this historic zinc mine in Jersey.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, they're underground?
Yes. Well, some of them, yes. Not all of them. There is a mine. But then also, it says basically when it's just sunlight hitting things, like outside, they're just pale, flat rocks. But as soon as these overhead black lights turn on in the mine, they turn orange, pink, green, all these different colors, streaks of red. They have glowing veins of light. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that's insane.
Okay, so it's only $13, but they have this other experience I'm going to do. It's called the Mine Run Dump Area, and it says it's for avid mineral collectors. Well, guess what? Oh. I'm now an imaginary mineral collector, and I'm going to go collect these minerals. So it's $5 per person. That's it. But then you have to pay for $2 per pound of rock that you collect, and it's a 5-pound minimum. So $10 to collect the rocks because you have to at least collect 5 pounds. Now, here's what happens. They have two piles. They have one that's an international pile that contains diverse minerals from all over the world that you can just dig through. Or they have a local pile that contains hundreds of tons of high-grade zinc ore that is from that mine itself. Now, most of the ore in the local pile is like full of that fluorescent mineral. So when you shine an ultraviolet light over it, it will glow. But it says they have lights there so that you can check it before you put it in your pile. So some of them don't glow. It depends. You got to check them under the lights if you want them to glow. Okay. So I needed to get a gemstone mineral stone display box for my new hobby. So I ordered the 6-layered metal gemstone display box in black. This thing on Etsy, $668.99 for this display box.
And it's the box that you put the gems
in and the minerals in.
Is it a special box?
Well, it kind of looks like a very fancy, tall briefcase / makeup case, but it has all these compartments and some of them are super thin. So you like slide them out like you're at a really fancy bank where they take you back and things slide out.
Yeah. I love that. That's cool.
It's really cool. It's really cool. So I got that. Okay. Here's the second reason I picked South Hackensack because of this colorful adventure. I found this place called Dana's Bakery, and they make these rainbow black and white cookies. Okay? They're famous. They also make a ton of other stuff. They make—
Wait. Uh-huh. Are the cookies all rainbow, or are part of them still black and white?
So the top of them are the black and white. When you open them, they're all
open
rainbow.
Open them.
Like when you crack it. Like if you were to crack the black and white down the center.
Yes.
It's full of color.
Inside the dough?
Yeah.
Inside the dough.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in addition to those famous cookies, they make some of the best famous macaroons in the world. They have red velvet, s'more. They have a fruity cereal. They have thin mint macaroons. They have all of these.
Are these the ones that are sandwiches or the ones that are coconut?
Sandwiches.
Okay.
Yes. They have a new flavor every single month. And then they launched, and this is trademarked, it's called Cookies and Mookies. Listen to this.
Mookies with an M?
Yep. It's a cookie stuffed with a macaroon inside.
Oh,
it's trademarked. It's Insta famous. Isn't that amazing?
I want to eat that. That texture must be kind of great.
I know, the little crunch.
The little crunch and then the pillow.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I wonder how far that is from New York City. When I come visit you, we should take a trip to Dana's. Okay. So I'm going to get a regular price box of 12 rainbow black and white cookies. Get ready for this. $60.
Oh.
Yeah, but get ready for this. There's a macaroon Mac Daddy tower. Okay.
Okay. Is it like a just a tower of macaroons?
Oh, 10 tiers, 225 macaroons, all different colors. This price tag, $680 for these 225 macaroons.
The Mac Daddy.
I know. Okay. Then I'm also going to do, so they're Mookies, the little cookies that have the macaroons inside. They change the flavor every month. This month, it's strawberry shortcake. So I'm doing a box of five of those for $28. And I'm so excited about it. So that's where I'm spending all of my money. That's how I found this place, because of all the colorful cookies. Okay. So I just did Dana's. Now I'm going to go to this place called The Shooting Zone, and it's a premier archery range.
That's cool.
I know. I mean, what else do you do after having some Mookies? So I bought the unlimited for a month pass, because why not? It's $160 and I can go shoot my bow and arrow as many times as I want in a month. But I decided I wanted to buy my own bow. So I made the mistake of searching how much is a bow. Well, all of these other things popped up that didn't even look like bows. But this one thing popped up that I thought was freaking beautiful, and it's from airbowusa.com, all right? It's called the Self-U English Longbow. And I was like, it looks more like a sphere – not a sphere. What's it called? It looks more like you know those poles that they jump with in the Olympics?
Like not a javelin.
Yeah.
Is that a javelin? Called? No, they throw the javelin.
Yeah, those things. The throwing.
Okay.
Ones. Okay. You
that's know what.
Like, that's what this looks like, but it's like 32 inches long. And guess what? It weighs 92 pounds.
That's a lot of pounds.
I know. It says it's made from a blonde cow horn.
I think it's made from a blonde cow.
I don't know. It says it has several layers of Danish oil. It is durable. It comes with a double loop fast flight string. But I was like, wait, 92
is
pounds.
Is this a bow?
It's called a bow, a long bow, but it's long.
I'm looking it up. I don't understand, right? It. Hold on. So, long bow.
A long bow.
These just look like bows.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Well, I wanted to buy it because it was expensive and cool looking. So it's $954.88.
Ay-ay-ay.
So I bought that. But then I also felt like I wasn't actually going to be able to use it. So it was going to turn into more like a piece of art. So then I went to toparchery.com and I actually got a traditional handmade bow and arrow set. And it's only about 35 pounds, and it was $129.99. So that makes me feel more comfortable. I'll be able to actually, like, shoot my target with the bow and arrow that
starter
way.
Kit.
Starter kit. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So next, I followed your lead. You know how you said you had to buy something colorful or of a color that you looked good in on this day?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I did the same. Except I didn't pick just one color. I bought from Bergdorf Goodman. Is that how you say it? Bergdorf. Bergdorf. I say it. There's so many letters.
Bergdorf Goodman. Bergdorf.
Yeah. What did I say? Bergdorf.
But you know, if you want to be like the rich ladies on Fifth Avenue, you just have to say Bergdorf's. You know, okay. You don't even say the Goodman. I was at Bergdorf's. Yeah.
I was at Bergdorf's. And I bought a rainbow gradient tiered ruffle evening gown.
Tell me everything.
I'm going to send you a picture. So,
okay.
This dress was $3,395. Isn't that crazy? Interesting, right? It's not as fancy as you thought it would be.
It's not anything I thought it would be. I'm confused at the actual picture they used to sell this dress.
Oh,
because
right.
The model looks like she's miserable wearing it.
Maybe right? She had a bad day.
She just looks like she hates it.
Yeah.
And the shoes don't make sense to me. Anyhow, I'm over that. I'm over the styling.
Yeah.
What you're showing me is like tiered ruffles that like start at purple and pink at the top and then ombre into orange and green on the bottom.
Yeah. And if you'll notice right there on the front page, it says you can pay over time with Affirm. Which that's great, because what I did was I realized if I paid it all at once, then I was going to be over. So I did the 5 payments up front because it breaks it into 6, and I saved one for later, which means my total right now is $10,000.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
I cannot believe that's such a cop out. I'm so mad at you. What if the next like 3 10K days, you're like, well, don't forget, 1500 of that is going to episode 230.
You're on my credit card. I'm not really paying for it now. Oh, that's funny. All right. So that's what we would do if we had $10,000 to spend in
the colorful town of Guatapé, Colombia.
Or the colorful town of South Hackensack, New Jersey. But here's what we would do if we had $10,000 to give away. What'd you find?
Okay. So remember when I talked about that restaurant, they were like, and there were no single-use plastics.
Yes.
I was like, that's so specific in Colombia. But then I found out that Guatapé is the first town in Colombia to ban single-use plastics.
Really? That's awesome.
So everyone is actually really paying attention to it.
Yeah.
They receive over 1 million visitors each year. So they felt as a tourist town, it was really important for them to lead the way with that.
Yeah.
They said that last year, is this last year when they did it? Oh, yes. Last year, the health department processed basically 25% of their waste was single-use plastic.
Wow.
They said a tourist comes and buys a coffee or glass of ice and a plastic stirrer. That takes no more than 10 minutes to consume, but more than 500 years to decompose.
Whoa, those numbers.
That's
crazy.
Right? 500 years. Like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, if people, when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, had thrown a plastic cup away, it would still be here now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, that's how I feel about plastic. All right.
It also would be worth a lot of money on eBay.
So much. Wait, I haven't told you about the plane. Oh. So the charity I found.
Oh, yeah.
Is called Take Three, and it's Take Three for the Sea. And it's basically a movement that they're trying to spread awareness of. And this is not started in Guatapé, but I started thinking about single use plastics and I tried to find a great charity to support for that.
Yeah.
And Take Three just says that wherever you go, the beach, a waterway, a park, anywhere, take 3 pieces of trash with you.
Oh, I love that.
And that's it. That's their whole thing. They just want people. That's what they say.
That's really great.
It's simple. It's actionable. Like, it's small, but if everybody who went to the beach took 3 pieces of trash out, you'd be done. And not done. And then 500 years later, it's done.
That's awesome.
All right. Alice, please. Now that you've waited so patiently, tell me about the charity you found.
Well, we're kind of on the same page here today. So I found HackensackRiverKeeper.org, and their title is Make a Difference Because Clean Water Matters. So this organization was founded in 1997 by Captain Bill Sheehan. And basically, they're advocates dedicated solely to protecting and preserving and restoring the Hackensack River. So they do this through environmental advocacy, education, through actual action, through litigation. So they definitely need support. And any donation of any amount goes a long way. And so check them out on our blog.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so, you know, the Hackensack Riverkeeper said it best, you guys, even $2 a month makes a big difference for a lot of different people. So if you have a little bit extra to give, we have a Patreon. You can check that out at $10kdollarday.com/Patreon. And again, for as little as $2 a month, you can support this podcast and it does help us get this content out to you. So if you listen every week and you have something to share, we'd love that. If you don't have something to share, then just share the podcast. Tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your hairdresser. Tell whoever about this podcast. We love that. We also love hearing from you. So, you know, contact us on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter. You can find us at $10kdollarday anywhere or email us at $10kdollarday@gmail.com. We also love to hear about your happies. Hashtag what's your happy. Hashtag what's your happy, Lulu.
My happy is spring.
Oh, yay.
And to be specific, I forgot what spring was like because I've been in Florida for so long.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And we don't have like a real spring in Florida because there is a winter in Florida. It does get cold, but then it just kind of stops being cold.
Yeah.
You know, it's like and it's still humid. So I'm in Boston and the sun is coming out like every 4 days and then it goes away again. And then it's winter again. Then it's spring. And it's like a little baby, like ferret coming out and everyone gets so excited. So today the sun was out and on every break, everyone ran outside. We stood in the sun and everyone was like spring. And you just don't do that in Florida or really in, I guess you do in New York, but here it seems like I'm in a place where seasons are happening as a season is changing. And, you know, as like Florida girls, that doesn't happen for us very often.
Yeah.
It's hot or not. Right. So like spring and fall are always really fascinating to me because we don't have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my happy.
Awesome. I love
that. What about you?
Well, my happy is, and this is going to be a little bit like vague booking. So I apologize because I can't go into like the entire story. But basically, I literally just reached out to someone I did not know on Facebook a couple of days ago on a whim because I was interested in a project that they were doing. And today was invited to that person's office to talk about that project. And this is someone I do not know. I've never met. I just took a chance, said, hey, I'm interested in this. And I sat with that person for an hour today. So that made me happy.
That is. Did you have imposter syndrome while you were there?
No, because it's something that I really should be a part of.
Good for you.
I was like, really? I was like, this should be my project. So no, I definitely like went into it super confident, like knowing like, hey, like you should put me on your team. Yeah. Yeah.
You're a boss. That's awesome. I love that. You're just amazing.
Oh, well, guys, you're amazing, too. Thanks for joining us every single week. We also have another podcast. It's called The Daily Happy. We talk a little bit there about our daily lives and a little bit about what's happening in the lives of other people around the world. We do funny stories, scientific stories, stories about things we love, stories about, you know, things we don't love. So check us out there if you want a little bit more. $10kdollarday is produced by Andrea Canny. Intro by Stan Collins. The 10K jingle is by Rockwell and Rose. The vintage 10K Saturday episode voiceover by Charlie Hume. Thanks as always to the best podcasting platform ever, Buzzsprout. We're going to end this podcast the way we've ended every single one of these podcasts with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?